We're 2 days away from the second preseason game of 2015. Jaguars-Giants coming up Saturday at MetLife Stadium. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars winding down work in preseason week two, getting ready for the New York Giants at MetLife Stadium coming up. Now, last week, the defense gave up an opening drive touchdown to the Steelers, but they were missing the entire starting defensive line last week. Turn the page to this week. Jared Odrick is back, and Roy Miller is a game-time decision. But this early in the preseason, the focus is more on the Jaguars' execution on D instead of game planning for the opponent.
Run and hit is really what we're seeing him do at this phase. You know, to see him play aggressively, playing within the concepts of the defense, and play hard. And that's really what we need to get accomplished this game.
A few notes before the Jags pack up for New York. Gus Bradley, again, did not want to be specific on starters' playing time. They'll play more than they did in last week's game. Rookie running back T.J. Yeldon is a game-time decision, working non-contact since spraining a finger in the scrimmage a couple of weeks ago. Also today, the Jaguars doing a little work in the community. Jaguars President Mark Lamping handed out book bags filled with school supplies to children from Community Connections of Jacksonville and Duval County Schools. Start back on Monday. As we head into preseason week two, there's been a lot of chatter from fans this week about the play of left tackle Luke Jokel, but senior correspondent Brian Sexton says you can't compare anything to the past.
I understand the grumbling this week about Luke Jokel, though I know for a fact that his teammates and coaches do not. They weren't here when Tony Boselli set the standard for the left tackle position, and many of you were. Boselli was better than Ogden, Pace, or Jones. He was the best of that golden era of dominant left tackles. Boselli was a freak. A huge man with the body, the brain, and the desire to destroy his opponent. Tony dominated from the moment he stepped on the field, like only the very best players in any sport do. I'll say it, he was the perfect left tackle, and he belongs in the Hall of Fame. If Luke was going to be that good, we'd already know it. So let's get past Tony Boselli, shall we? What Luke Jokel can be is a very good left tackle. Maybe even a very, very good left tackle. Luke is going to have to take his skill set and build his game. And that's taking longer than some folks think it should. I'll admit to a little impatience also. He was, after all, the second overall pick in 2013 for a reason. And general manager Dave Caldwell has said he told Shad Khan during his interview that Luke was the best player of that draft class. He's a big, talented, smart, and tough kid. And I think he's going to be all right. I'd like to see him destroy his opponent like Tony used to. But I'd be happy with Luke keeping his guy from hitting the quarterback. That's a fair expectation.
It is indeed. Thanks, Brian. The Jaguars will travel to New Jersey tomorrow afternoon. Look for exclusive on-the-road coverage right here on Jaguars.com. That's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.